We are the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short.
Hello, welcome to the Papers podcast series for the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short. I'm Jo Carlo, a freelance journalist with a specialism in psychology. In this series, we speak to authors of papers published in one of ACAM's three journals. These are the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, commonly known as JCPP, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health, known as CAM, and JCPP Advances. Today I'm interviewing Aga Gidzila, PhD student at Queen Mary University of London in the School of Biological and Chemical Sciences. Aga is the first author of the paper Explaining the Influence of Non-Shared Environment, NSE, on Symptoms of Behaviour Problems from Preschool to Adulthood, Mind the Missing NSE Gap, recently published in the JCPP. This paper will be the focus of today's podcast. If you're a fan of our Papers podcast series, please subscribe on your preferred streaming platform, let us know how we did with a rating or review, and do share with friends and colleagues. Aga, thank you for joining me. Welcome. Can you start with an introduction about who you are and what you do?
Hello. First of all, thank you for inviting me to the podcast. So as you said, my name is Aga and I'm a final year PhD student at Queen Mary. I'm interested in how genes and environments contribute to the development of behavior problems in children and adolescents. My work also focuses on how nature, that is our DNA, and nurture, which is our environment, interact and work together to influence the co-occurrence between specific behavior problems, such as, for example, the co-occurrence between hyperactivity and conduct problems.
Great, thank you very much. So today we're going to be looking at your paper, Explaining the Influence of Non-Shared Environment, NSE, on Symptoms of Behavior Problems from Preschool to Adulthood, Mind the Missing NSE Gap, recently published in the JCPP. Aga, before we go into the detail, can you give us a quick definition of non-shared environment, ideally to include some examples of non-shared environmental factors that typically arise?
Yes, absolutely. So the non-shared environment is, next to genes and the shared or family environment, the third factor that contributes to differences between siblings and twins. It is basically what makes identical twins growing up in the same family different from each other, because as we know, identical twins share close to 100% of their genes, and they also share their family environment. So while some home setting and parenting are thought to be the shared environmental component, examples of the non-shared environment can, for example, include different classroom experiences, different peer group environments, or even different parenting that the twins receive within the home.
Aga, can you give us a definition of what is meant by the missing NSE gap?
Yes, of course. So the missing NSE gap is an analogy to the missing heritability gap. So I feel I should explain that one first. So missing heritability gap, it refers to the shortfall in identifying the specific genes that account for the heritability of the trait. The classical twin design allows us to decompose the variants in particular traits, for example, behavior problems, into genetic, shared environment, and non-shared environment components. So while, for example, heritability of a specific behavior problem can be 60%, genetic studies find it very difficult to find specific genes that can account for this 60% of the variants. We normally find very minor effect sizes. So missing non-shared environmental gap now refers to the fact that non-shared environmental component, which is, for example, 40% for a specific behavior problem, but with specific environments, we only account for very modest proportion of variance. So this is an analogy that we struggle as researchers to find these specific environmental and genetic factors that account for a large proportion of variance in these behavior problems and other traits.
Brilliant. That's super helpful. Thank you. Let's look at the paper itself. Can you start with an overview of what you looked at and why?
Yes, so in the paper, me and my colleagues explored to what extent these individual differences in behavior problems in children and adolescents are influenced by these specific non-shared environments. such as, for example, early life adversity, different parenting styles, or as we mentioned, the classroom environments. We wanted to measure the role of this non-shared environment alone, independently of the contribution of genes and the shared environment. And we were especially interested in how these environments reported by parents from age 3 and through to age 16 relate to behavior problems that are reported by our participants, that is the twins, at age 21.
And can you tell us a little about the methodology that you used for this study?
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, our participants were twins. So we enrolled twin pairs that were participants of the Twins Early Development Study, TEDS for short, for whom environmental and behavioral data was collected throughout their development. In the study, we first used the classical twin design that estimates the extent to which individual differences in behavior problems are due to genes, shared environment, and the non-shared environment that is the focus of the paper. And then we used the multivariate twin design that allowed us to estimate how much of these individual differences in behavior problems are due to this specific environment, that is earlier specific environmental factors, such as, for example, parenting styles or early life adversity.
And what key findings from the paper would you like to highlight?
In the paper, we found a large gap between the individual variance in behavior problems that is explained by specific environmental factors and the total non-shared environmental variance that we found out by conducting the classical twin design study in the first place. What it means is that while the twin design allowed us to decompose these individual differences in behavior problems into genetic, shared environmental and non-shared environmental influences, we failed to find specific environmental factors, such as the home or classroom environments, that could account for this total non-shared environmental variance. The gap between the two was very large.
In your conclusion in the paper, you state that school environments do not have a major impact, whether shared or non-shared environment, when it comes to behavioral problem outcomes in adulthood. And the strongest predictive processes are, in fact, genetic. What are the implications of that finding?
So an important implication is that these findings remind us that the widely explored correlations between specific environments and symptoms of behavior problems should not be assumed as caused by environmental predictive processes. The fact that these associations between environments and behavior problems are about 50% mediated genetically highlights the importance to control for genetic influences when trying to find specific environments influencing development of behavior problems.
And in the paper, you say the major question raised by your research is how can we narrow the missing non-shared environment gap? Aga, what suggestions do you have for this? And it would be really helpful if you could sort of explain it in lay terms.
Narrowing down the missing non-shared environment gap will require advances in how these environments are measured in the first place. So one solution could come from technological advances in real-time and biological and behavioral monitoring, using, for example, smartwatches and smartphones, as well as devices that could measure social media activity. These new methods can offer a much more precise and unbiased measurement of the environment, but they do not come without another challenge, which is making sense of these huge data sets that will need machine learning solutions.
And what are the implications of your findings for CAM professionals and for parents and teachers?
So it is important to remember that the non-shared environment is the way the environment works to affect symptoms of behavior problems, not just for twins and siblings, but for all children. And although we did not find large non-shared environment effects on behavior problems, the effect sizes were not zero, which means that parenting style, home, and classroom environments do matter, and they are associated with development of symptoms of behavior problems in children and adolescents. It is important to note that our results are limited to the normal range of environmental differences and do not generalize to environmental extremes, such as neglect, abuse, or catastrophic events, which, according to some research, may generate stronger effects of non-shared environment.
Yeah, that's really helpful to highlight that. Aga, is there anything else in the paper that you'd like to highlight?
We would like our results to be seen as a challenge to researchers to account for more of the non-shared environmental variants in behavior problem symptoms after controlling for these genetic and shared environmental influences. Our goal is to identify the environments that predict symptoms of behavior problems, which is a prerequisite to more advanced investigations to explain the mechanisms underlying these associations.
And are you planning any follow-up research, or is there anything else in the pipeline that you'd like to share with us?
So when conducting this study, we selected several environmental candidates for our analysis, which included early life adversity, parenting style, home, and classroom environments. Initially, we had hundreds of environmental variables available in the test data set. So our next research project will explore how these selected environments interact with genetic risk to explain individual differences in developmental psychopathology in adolescents. This basically means that we will combine these environmental measures and genetic factors to find out whether their interaction can tell us more about individual differences in developmental psychopathology than both of these factors alone.
Right. What's the timescale on that study?
Oh, we're planning to finish next year.
Okay, great. Aga, finally, what is your take-home message for our listeners?
I would like to say that the non-shared environment is important in disentangling individual differences in behavior problems because it accounts for more variance than nature and nurture, which is one of the most consistently replicated findings from genetic research. So the challenge for now is to find which environments can actually account for this huge variance that we can explain anonymously using the classical twin design.
Brilliant. Aga, thank you ever so much. For more details on Aga Gidzila, please visit the ACAM website, www.acam.org, and Twitter at ACAM. ACAM is spelled A-C-A-M-H. And don't forget to follow us on your preferred streaming platform. Let us know if you enjoyed the podcast with a rating or review, and do share with friends and colleagues.